things made up by different companies.
Well, if we were just talking about light bread, and if I might say, well, there's a lot of difference between homemade bread and...
Light bread? A lot of difference between homemade bread and this light bread you buy at the bakery.
So what, the kind you buy at the bakery you call what?
I'd call it bakery bread, I reckon.
Well, now what about, if you ever cook something, you fry them in deep fat and they're round about this side and have a hole in the middle?
Donuts. They're made out of dough.
Out of dough? How do you make the dough?
You make up the dough and roll them out there and take a donut cutter and cut them out.
Well, now, do you put yeast in them?
No, you don't have to put yeast in them. That's what kind of flour you get.
Well, do you put baking powder in them?
Sometimes you do if it's plain flour and salt. But if you get the saffron flour, it's already put in there when the flour's fixed.
Well, now, if do you ever make something like that without the hole in the middle? That you put three little strips across and you fry it in deep fat?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't. But that's called a muffin or something like that.
But it's good.
You can just roll them out in little strips and they'll just have them about like your three fingers and let them get hot and shake them and they'll be just your... We call them puffs. That's what Mama always called them, out of the dough.
Well, if you make up a batter and you fry some things, what do you call those for breakfast? You might eat them with syrup.
Pancakes. I make all my pancakes. And I could take an ocean for one. I just make me just a small batter. But in that butter dish and get them, turn them over. Get
what
them
you, excuse me,
I'm through.
Well, what kind of flour would you make them out of?
I make them out of flour I make biscuits out of.
Wheat flour?
Uh-huh.
When you go to the store, how do you buy flour?
I buy it at a 5-pound bag. Some has to buy it then with a larger family with a 24-pound bag.
Well, I know when you're making egg bread, you have to break the eggs open, so do you use the whole egg?
I just break the egg and get the shell off of it and beat that egg.
So you beat, what are the parts you beat together?
I beat the white and the yellow, just like I'm going to beat to cook a cake or anything else.
What when you cook those things, you know, in water, you drop the whole thing in boiling water, what do you make?
Yeah, that's a boiled egg.
Now, do you make them very much?
Yeah, I make them often here. That's the only way I eat an egg. It's a boiled egg.
Well, do you ever make an egg by breaking it open and dropping it in boiling water?
Oh, that's, I can't think of the name of that. I don't like them kind of eggs. They ain't good to me.
What you call a hook?
No, I don't know. I can never fool with that kind. I just boil my eggs and eat mine boiled. I don't even bake no, ain't many fried eggs at all.
Would you call that kind? I was talking about a poach.
A porch egg.
Porched egg.
See, it's be you drop that in water. When you drop them in there, just a little water and cook them in that water.
And how do you wait till they get hard or something?
Just get good done. You don't want them hard to boil hard, and a boiled egg's put in a boiling bowl 5 minutes.
Well, do you boil meat with your greens?
Yes, son. When I have it, I do. That makes a better season to your vegetables.
Now, what kind of meat do you use in there?
I get fresh meat or smoked meat, won't you?
Well, so that kind of meat that fat, salt pork, what do you call that you use?
Grease. I call it fat meat put in there. I sometimes put a little bacon to get the grease.
Well, now, does that have any lean in it, the fat you use?
Well, not too much of the fat I don't put in there. I dry that up and get the grease out of it. Yeah, it makes you crackers.
So, now, what do you call the side of the hog, the